or excuse.gov.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. Have we woken her up yet, Richie?
No, we're getting her right now.
All right, and then there's Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Bob Kay, who's traveling with me, is here in the studios at KTSM. We also have Albert Garcia, who is the guy that's made it possible for us to technically do this, make it work. Some of the folks that listen to KTSM are going to meet us in the lobby of the radio studio at 4045 North Mesa. I'm going to have my new big cowboy hat, which I will wear for the benefit. We'll have pictures taken with me. If I'm going to be in El Paso, all right, I'm going to be in Texas, Stephenville, wherever I am. From now on, I'm wearing a legitimate cowboy hat.
All right, you have to go country dancing.
Yeah, I have to go on your birthday. On your birthday, Jen, on your birthday, I'll take you out. Country dancing.
I'm excited.
And that'll help you lose some more after you're on the MetaFast diet for 3 or 4 weeks. It'll really work you out. Yeah. Let's see if Jennifer. Jennifer's head's bigger than mine, though. Hat probably won't fit.
That's because I have a bigger brain.
Yeah. You got a tiny melon on you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to spend some time talking about American Idol, the television segment, later on in this hour. And as we think about American Idol beginning tonight, kind of interesting to go back a year or two to when Kara DeGuardi was on the American Idol judge panel. She happens to be with us right now, not because she wants to talk about American Idol. After all, why would she? Although, Kara, I wonder how you feel with all the attention. You've got your new program, and there's a lot of attention being given to that because of where you went. You had a good career, and I wondered, and I don't think I asked you this when you were with us before, you visited with us before, whether you... When you thought you had a chance to get on to American Idol, whether you pushed, whether you really wanted it, or was it something that just sort of you opened the doors and trusted to the gods, if you will, the right thing would happen for the right reason? What do you think about the changes in your career and how you have moved into the sort of niche that you're in?
Right. I guess I didn't think too much about it. I mean, when I got that call, it was just so... unbelievable. I couldn't even believe why they were wanting a fourth judge. So how do you turn that down? And you don't really think ahead into what it's going to be like or how it will change your life. But it was a huge, huge shift. I mean, to go from somebody who was never on television or in the forefront to smack dab in the middle of that was, you know, it definitely shook things up.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, I feel like since the experience, it's made me better in a lot of areas of my life. I mean, I think I'm even better now at spotting talent because, you know, you do it so much on that show. You sit through so many things, and it's made me face like my biggest fear ever, which was being on stage, being, in front of the camera.
Yeah, because you were always the songwriter and the...
Right, the brains behind
The real talent behind the person on the stage for the longest time, right?
I'd like to say that I definitely added to many of the artists that I worked with just because I collaborated with them in their songs. And I think what's so great about even the new show that I'm doing is it's about the songwriter, and songwriters don't get that much attention. I don't even think people knew they existed or that there's a real career.
Well, a lot of times,
money.
Karen, right. What people thought, I remember as a disc jockey, a lot of times people would respond to the music that I was playing, suggesting that, for example, an Elvis song, all Elvis songs are written by Elvis or whoever is performing.
Right.
That's the automatic assumption that they wrote the song, which isn't that, it's far from that, in fact. Most of the popular singers today don't write and haven't written their own material.
There's so many artists out there. I mean, you look at Frank Sinatra, you look at Elvis, a lot of them cut outside songs. There are a lot of artists that do write, but there are also artists that will hire people like me, songwriters, to come in and collaborate with them. And I've had a great career doing that.
Yeah,
I've been able to work with
them. As an aside, what were your inspirations when you were able to come up with ideas? You hear all kinds. I remember talking to Chuck Berry once and then seeing the napkin at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for, I think it was My Ding-a-ling or something. You know, people come up with these ideas and they write them down wherever. How many Beatles stories have you heard about the ideas that John Lennon and Paul McCartney had? And then there are those who will tell you, much like the movie that had that Hugh Grant was in as a songwriter, and Drew Barrymore, remember that movie? You wake up at 8 o'clock, my job today is to write a new song. Well, who the heck can do that?
Wow. Well, if that's your job and that's the way you approach it, you're going to be in trouble. I mean, for me, it was about kind of looking at my life and some of my darkest times and some of my happiest times and putting them into words and music. I've always come from a place of truth. There's a great quote in the Nashville Country Museum that says, you know, it's two chords and the truth. That's how you write great songs.
Yeah.
And actually, talking about napkins, I wrote, there was a song I co-wrote with Enrique Iglesias called Escape that I wrote on a cocktail napkin. And I wish I
really
had saved that napkin. I had saved it.
Oh, my God. So let's spend a minute talking about the show Platinum Hit, which is on the horizon. And then I want to talk a little bit about a Folgers Jingle Contest, which actually I started on this program. Last year we had some people, and it sort of matured, and you're involved in both of those. But first, the TV show Platinum Hit, when is that expected to be in prominence?
Summer 2011. It's a Bravo show that's hosted and also judged by Jewel. And we're basically aiming to find the next biggest hit songwriter. And it's not an easy feat, I can tell you that.
No, I wouldn't have thought.
It's like anything. It's like any one of these shows where people come in and they don't have the tools. They've never done this before, or they've done it in a way that's not, you know, on the professional level.
Let me turn it around on you. How did you learn? Who was your mentor? How did you, I mean, you discovered you had the ability to do it, but did you have someone who held your hand?
So many people that, you know, walked me back from the ledge when I wanted to jump. And, I mean, it was an incredibly hard process to get a song published. It took years. And, you know, I think part of the process is you have to allow yourself to really not be great at it and to kind of suck.
Yeah.
And for people to say, you know, this is why you're not doing what you need to be doing, and you need to look at this and that. And it's really how hard you want to work and if you don't want to give up.
Yeah.
It's one of those careers that rejection comes along with the territory.
All right, let me
thick skin.
I know in interest of time, I want to get a couple of more things in here. When you were sitting on the panel in American Idol, the ideas that come forth, when you were confronted with somebody who was really good, you wanted to help them, did you have to resist that, or were you encouraged, the people on the judging panel, were you encouraged to help the aspirants?
Oh, God, that was the hardest part of the job. I'm much more somebody who mentors, who would go in the studio and show them how and show them why and what it is. So that was really tricky because you couldn't get so technical and you couldn't really give them advice afterwards. There were so many times after the shows I just wanted to run up and like whisper in their ears, do this, do that, do that, you know, and you just can't.
Yeah. I see. I'm learning more about you now today than I ever learned about you when you first went on. I thought to myself, why is this woman here?
Oh, believe me. I'm sure everyone was asking that question. I was asking that question. I was like, why am I here?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah. So what do you think is going
Shouldn't
to be,
I be writing
the,
a song?
The tune-up for American Idol that starts tonight, what do you make of it? I'm sure a lot of people have asked you the same question. I'll fall in suit there.
Well, American Idol is so unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. I think they have a great judging panel. I adore Randy, Steven Tyler, I know, and he's just a great guy. I was lucky to work with him earlier this year. Jennifer Lopez has had a great career. Ryan, of course, is, you know, the staple person over there, just Mr. You know, solid. And
right. Mr. Predictable, and he is. It's not bad to be predictable. It's
no, not predictable. Yeah. He always really gives you a great show. And so I think that it's really about their chemistry. And it's going to be about the talent. It's always about the talent. And that's what it should be about. It should be about finding a great new superstar. And I wish them all the luck in doing that.
You got involved with Folgers last year on this program. Remember Richie and Jennifer and Roberta?
Yeah.
We started sort of a thing with Folgers to get people to send in a new Folgers jingle. Now, you've been brought in to sort of bring this to the next level, I understand.
I, I did this last year, and it was so much fun. We had this great band, Ethan Thompson Band, win. And basically the idea is to take the old iconic jingle, the best part of waking up, soldiers in your cup, and flip it. Do a new take on it, but use that last tagline. And you can go to bestpartawakenup.com. You can enter from now until March 1st, and you win either $25,000. Well, you definitely win $25,000. You get a chance at a commercial and an hour or as long as it takes, mentor session with me. It could be the whole day. Right. I don't know. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
And it's just a really good way for young songwriters, young artists, to kind of get their feet wet and come and perform for us in New York and hopefully get some really good criticism or and things they can use in their career.
So, Karen,
one last thing. I didn't mean to say Ryan was predictable. I meant consistent.
No, I said that. You didn't say it. I said it, but
very,
I think consistent.
That's all I need is everyone to be like, dear Gordon, Ryan's predictable. I mean, like, you know, that's one thing about Idol. If you say anything wrong, it's like all over the news.
Yeah.
I'll take the hit on that one. I said it. You didn't say it. I got it from what, but I think they're the same thing. So people ought to give it a rest and relax a little.
All right. So last thing, now, Karen. Now that we're all friends, if we write a really bad song, can you help get us into the day of working with you?
Yeah.
If you write a really bad song, I'll get you in New York, so I can haze you.
Yeah, yeah,
how about
absolutely.
That?
We'll write jingles for Folgers and see if we get chosen.
You never know. It's $25,000. That's a great vacation, let me tell you, for a bunch of people.
All right, we'll all go together on it. We'll go on a cruise together. How's that, Kara?
Last cruise I was on, not so good.
No, okay.
The whole time.
not a good
so
idea.
Good.
All right, well, we'll come up with another idea.
And I shared a room with my brother. It was
I don't want to do that.
No, that was. I thought the room would be way bigger. I was
Jennifer
wrong.
Might want to share a room with your brother, but
right.
Hey.
And I might want to share
Jennifer.
A room with Kara. Never can tell.
You're funny.
All right, Kara.
Very funny.
Very
All right,
funny.
You guys.
Good luck.
You've been very nice to me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Happy to talk to you.
Thanks.
Kara DeGuardi here on the. Good day program at 18 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
It is 21 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're all rallying around to the cause here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
When I say we, I refer to Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and me, the passing of legendary music publisher Don Kirshner, who was host of a television series called Don Kirshner's Rock Concert. He lived in Boca Raton, 76 years of age, not very old at all. It reminds me of the passing last week, which we really didn't talk about, David Nelson. Passing away, 78. And so you look at this guy and his career. The television show itself ran from 1978 to 1981.
Yeah.
It was a launching pad for a lot of big rock stars, including these guys.
Kansas, yeah.
Kansas was involved he was involved in their production of their music. Rolling Stones.
Monkees!
Cheap Trick, Prince, Billy Joel, Rush, The Police, The Monkees. He was the one responsible for this series, the television series.
That's right.
Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2007. So, but any of these songs that you're hearing now, he was the producer. And for those of you who wonder about music publishing and producing and that sort of thing, what really it involves is hearing, having an ear for how to make what comes out of the mouth of the performers better, how to add music or sound effects, if you will.
It's ear candy. If you've ever listened to a band who had an album self-produced, and then a guy that we used to follow, Tommy Conway, I listened to one of his albums that he self-produced. Then CBS picked him up, and they hired a producer for him, and they recut the album. It is amazing the difference that somebody's ear, who really knows what they're doing, can bring to it.
And you know how you can find that out? If you go back to original versions of hit songs, and then they are recompiled by KTEL or one of those outfits, and they are reproduced.
Right.
They don't ever have the money to hire the producers, so the songs never sound the way they did when they were originally produced.
Right.
Therefore, they are a disappointment and usually a waste of money. But guys like Kirshner had an amazing ear. I'll tell you another one. Isaac Hayes was good. And that's Quincy Jones is brilliant at that kind of stuff. We all know about Phil.
T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah, right, talking about him earlier. And I suspect that Cara DeGuardia has now become good at that.
She's a
hit
maker.
She's got the ear for it, knows how to add and subtract the kind of music.
But I remember, I mean, clear as day, my older brother and I sitting up on Friday nights until midnight to watch rock concert.
Yeah.
And seeing the, you know, Styx and Zeppelin and, you know, all these. Well, Zeppelin wouldn't have been around, but Boston and just all these classic rock bands that we used to follow back then. And it was just, it's as a part of my teenagehood as anything else was.
Yeah. Well, this guy, I knew his way around. There's no question about that. Knew his way around. Speaking of knowing your way around and singers, Melissa Etheridge, Jennifer, has a new girlfriend.
Ooh, really?
She divorced her wife, Tammy Lynn Michaels, a year ago, and is now dating the woman who created Nurse Jackie on Showtime. Her name is Linda Wallum.
My cousin's in that.
Your cousin, Fratinelli?
Peter, yes. Yeah.
Another cousin.
Which Where
cousin?
Is Roberta's cousin working on regular
Wait a minute. Yesterday, you had a cousin that was doing what? What was your cousin?
He was one of the founders of the Cheyenne Rodeo.
Oh, that's right.
We have to tell everybody the story. Roberta always has a cousin or a family that is like a part of some American history. So yesterday, she said that one of her cousins originated this this rodeo after Doug was talking about rodeos.
Actually, you know what, Richie? What we don't realize here is that Roberta's cousin is Al Gore.
There we go.
He's been a participant in all of these.
Internet, too. Yeah.
Exactly. His real name is Al Gorinelli, but it was changed when he got into politics. Yeah, shortened for government use. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Comcast-NBC merger has finally been approved. The FCC was cautionary, stating that such a deal could threaten the development of innovative online video distribution services. Comcast will lose its management rights of Hulu, and neither company can restrict unreasonable online distribution of its video. In other news, Apple just reported their best quarter ever, citing revenue of $26.7 billion with a profit of $6 billion, which set a new record for Apple, along with the sale of 7.3 million iPads and 16.2 million iPhones. With the Verizon iPhone and iPad 2 around the corner, Apple won't be resting anytime soon. And finally, Kaplan Test Prep questioned over 2,000 students and found that 61% are Facebook friends with their parents? Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Intuit Small Business presents Invoices in 30 Seconds. Just open Intuit QuickBooks, type in the who, what, where, when, and how much, and voila, a professional invoice ready to print or email in under 30 seconds, giving me ample time to do the backstroke through this swimming pool of cherry gelatin. I'm stuck. Try Intuit QuickBooks online free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
Is
is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of KTSM in El Paso. We'll be meeting some of the folks who are interested in saying a quick hello after getting off the air this morning, 8 o'clock local time. The studio address is 4045 North Mesa. Bob, maybe we have some bags. Maybe we'll give away a few goodies.
Roberta and I aren't there with you.
You didn't say old bags.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Bags. Even better.
A lot of people are talking about Regis Philbin. Say it again, Doug.
I know.
Regis Philbin announcing his retirement. We'll talk about that in a few
minutes. This is great.
Minutes.
I can't wait.
I don't think it is good. I think you should keep going until you can't walk and talk anymore.
Get my Speedo out.
That's just my philosophy. Before Roberta does the Queen of Sheep visitation, I want to spend a minute talking about something that is very close to me, mostly because it's about a person who's very close to me. You often hear me talking as part of the regular facility here, the former wife, I refer to her as the former wife. She refers to me as the former husband, and I'm the former wife. But Tony and I, as you know, have been very close pretty much forever. We're actually much closer now than we were when we were married for a lot of obvious reasons. I don't have to be around her if I don't want to be, and she doesn't have to be around me if she doesn't want to be. But we found sort of this growing, I don't know whether it is, the commonality, obviously, of having two children is important. And then, you know, there are other things that you share, there are experiences that you go through. She will tell some of her friends that I helped her through her divorce from her second husband.
And the first one, for that matter.
Yeah, I wasn't much help in the divorce from the first husband. I was not much help. But I have a great feeling for Tony, and probably more. And then I have, in some ways, she and I have become very good friends. And I don't know if it's, I don't know, with Tony, you never kind of really know in the term best friend. I don't know that I even understand what it means. Roberta and I are very close. Richie and I are very close. Jennifer and I have grown close over the years because of my friendship originally with her dad. And the people who are on the air with me are my friends. And the people who I share time with. I think that the time is very precious, and you are smart if you spend it with people that you like, and you don't spend it with people that you don't like. I, Bob Kay and I have been friends for 43 years. We started working with each other in 1968 at WBZ in Boston, excuse me, and have been close friends. And the fact that we can put up with each other, we're like a couple of old ladies in the car. I mean, we argue with each other and we fuss at each other, and Richie gets a large charge out of the stuff that we were like
back like
and
three
forth.
Times last night. So
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. So so it's just who you take to. Anyway, the reason that I'm telling you the story now is because I have not talked about this. I did share this with Richie, but I haven't shared it because Tony didn't want me to share it with people. But now the point of the exercise makes sense to at least tell the story. About, it was 1991 when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And through the course of the years, as many of you know who have either had it or gone through it with somebody you loved, the breast cancer, if you don't catch it quickly enough, can spread. And it did with Tony. She's been in various protocols. And fortunately, the protocols have saved her life. She was in a group of 20 or 21 women at the time when first going through the first treatment, and all of those women are now dead. She's the only one who's still alive. But it hasn't been without impact. It went from her breasts into her bone, upper right arm, and lodged there, and treatment that was including bad radiation and having it basically ruin her arm. You've heard me, I think, tell a story a couple of times on the air here and there. I've told the story about her having her arm the bone in her upper arm removed and replaced with a bone from a cadaver. And that happened a couple of times to keep the arm sort of functioning. And that didn't work. And so over the years, her arm and her shoulder have disintegrated with 8 different operations, including one that she had last February, which was aimed at fixing her arm once and for all. The operation was done as it had been done either at Beth Israel or Mass General in Boston, which is, we hear the stories all the time about how great these big facilities are, and if you're sick, you want to go to Mass General. Well, as a result of having a bone removed from her leg and put into her arm, which was supposed to correct and make her arm as close to normal as it ever has been, unfortunately, she got an infection at the hospital, and nobody really knew it. Her arm grew to twice its size, and then 3 times its normal size. Tony basically hasn't slept a night's sleep. She hasn't slept more than 2 or 3 hours since last February at any one time. And as a result of that, she became miserable to the point of distraction. So when she moved last October to California, she got a new set of doctors and went to see some oncologists who were trying to contain this raging inflammation in her upper arm and her shoulder, and unfortunately they were not able to do that, even though there was another. I mean, there have been more damn protocols on this thing, and this expert says that, and the result of all of it brings you around to understanding how fallible the medical world is. Here we can say we have the best medical care, we have the best equipment, and maybe we have some of the best trained people in the world to deal with some of these problems, but at the end of the day, they are subject because they're not perfect, and the equipment is subject to the foibles and failures of any equipment that is not foolproof. And the bottom line is that her arm became so dysfunctional that she couldn't use it. And in fact, it caused her a great deal of misery. So over Christmas, we all started talking about something that she'd been thinking about for a month or so, and that was to have the arm amputated. And the bottom line, when talking to all these doctors, you know, she had 9 different doctors, and they said, well, here's option A, option B, option C, and this is what you can do, but, you know, you're really never going to have use of this arm again. And Tony, who has an extraordinary black sense of humor, I mean, really dark, started talking about having her arm amputated and having it stuffed, and having me keep it for a week, Brendan keep it for a week, Megan keep it, we'd pass it around.
So she can lend you a hand?
She could lend us.
Oh!
Yeah, right, yeah, gifting and regifting.
I know, this makes me very
anyway.
Sad. I laughed just to ease the tension.
Right, yeah, and I'm glad you did because it needed to be eased a little bit. Anyway, yesterday morning at 5 o'clock, Tony went into the hospital. I thought she was going into UCLA because the doctors are all at Megan's husband is at UCLA and knows the doctors, and that's who she was referred to, and they are the ones who did the treatment or did the diagnosis and tried to do what they could do, and they couldn't. So she had her arm amputated yesterday.
Oh, she doing okay?
Well, yeah, I think it's hard to tell because she's in intensive care. She was. Brendan stayed with her through the day yesterday, and he called me two or three times during the course of things to let me know what was going on. And what really took him back, he is really very good at dealing with his mother and sort of having her loosen up. Megan is so serious about everything that there's no, you know, although she was great at the discussions about what we do with the arm, but she's much more stoic about this stuff. Brendan said that he went in to see her after the operation started at 5 yesterday morning. They had to change direction about 7 when he, what time was it, Bob, when he called? 7, 8 o'clock,
yeah,
I think, when he called. She had to change direction, so they moved her from one operating room to another, and they decided they had to take off more than they were going to. They actually took off everything up to her collarbone on that side because over the years, the invasion of the plastic and the metal and the screws and the plugs and the pins and all that stuff has deteriorated the bone over there. So there's nothing left. So they rebuilt, I think, part of it with some structure from her fanny so that when she stands up, her shoulders will be even, but she just won't have an arm on that side. And again, her black humor, when we were taking the dog out, she has a poodle, and the poodle's pretty feisty. And she, in order to put the clip on the collar, she was practicing with one hand how to do it. And it's not about pity. She doesn't want, she'll treat this as just another challenge. She's already learned the last month or so after she decided she's going to do this, when she was driving, she couldn't really use the other hand anyway. So she reaches over and puts it into gear and drives with one hand. And being the person that she is, she went to the state of California. I said, you need to shoot yourself there, kid. But she got permission and got a license based on the fact that she would drive with one hand. Apparently they do that. She's in intensive care now. It'll be a 4 or 5 day recuperative period. This is the first time in all of the years, going back to 1991 when she first went through the thing, that I haven't been the first person in the hospital. So, anyway.
Kids are both there, right?
Yeah, and you're going to be there.
Yeah, no, they're both there.
Yeah.
But, you imagine with the exercise that Bob and I were going through yesterday, this is for anything. I thought about it when Zsa Gabor had her leg amputated a few days ago. Mm-hmm. How you deal. Can you imagine those of us who have all of our limbs and all of our faculties, can you put yourself into a position of trying to think, in Tony's case, how would you be if you had one arm? How would you function? Maybe think for that. Tie, like Rush does, tie one arm behind his back. You know, that we always use that. You hear that and you mentally imagine, does he really have his hand tied behind his back? But imagine yourself with only one arm, or with one leg, or with one eye, or we so many of us take what we have for granted, and you don't appreciate it until you come across a circumstance where you find somebody, know somebody that you care about, or maybe, God forbid, it happens to you when you don't have any more use of all your faculties.
I've told you the story before about going to the Nationals game one day, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and going up to the press booth, and in the elevator with me was sharing the elevator was 3 Iraq veterans.
Yeah.
Who had, 2 of them had lost limbs.
Yeah.
And you sit there, and the one guy who was on the phone with his little girl who had just seen him on TV, you throw out the first pitch, and the guy was in a wheelchair. And he was so excited, and she was so excited to see Daddy on TV. And it just, about makes you want to cry. But on the other end of this, if you go to DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com, our video of the day, which we haven't had a chance to really take time for since you've been so busy running around, is these new exoskeletons, which are like a suit that frames your legs,
yep,
your back, mm-hmm, and your arms. And they've been building them for military purposes and developing them for military purposes to make a better soldier.
Yeah.
But now this company in Israel and other companies are starting to work with them on helping paraplegics stand up and walk again.
Yeah.
And so they're testing it. If you go to the site and go to the video section at gooddayshow.com, there are two videos there. One of how of all the different things that they can use it for, military, hiking, whatever it is. And then another one where a guy that's in a wheelchair stands up and walks with one of these exoskeleton suits. So you think about that and you think about what Tony's going through and you think about some of the technology that they're coming out with and how people will be able to be helped by this technology, and hopefully she will too.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
At some point.
Yeah, I mean, whether they can apply the technology to that area or not. But it is pretty interesting, I think, to go through the exercise and think to yourself, using your example, Richie, which is probably a better example because more people have seen it. You know, once in a while, I know a guy who's a farmer and a mechanic who lost his arm in an accident on the farm, and he's as good a mechanic now as he ever was. He only got one arm. He can still think, he can still diagnose, he can still fix. But the exercise here is to, as Richie talks about these men that he met in the elevator, you see these people all the time. You know, we have the discussion, the debate about whether it was necessary. That's not the point here. The point is that it has happened, and how do you live with it? How do you deal with it? How do you perform? How do you make the best of it? And that's a real challenge, and I think you find out who the real people are when they
Tony's a strong woman, and then she shows that.
I've only met her once, but she's got that spirit that, you know, she's a fighter, and she's chosen to live. A lot of, you know, she's fighting every day against her disease, so.
Yeah.
If anybody can do it, she can do it.
And I think that's true. I think she made a choice. There are some people who just give up and give over, but Tony wasn't of that ilk.
It's hard, though, man.
Of course it is.
God, it's so hard to make your whole life, okay, I'm going to fight. I mean, think about what we do every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day you
we
go
fight
through
with
life.
Each other.
Yeah, and you're sitting there, you're fighting just
no matter
daily
what,
strife.
Normal foolishness.
Then add cancer on top of that.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Lousy stuff. Anyway, I wanted to tell that story, and at the expense of Regis's announcement, we may have time for the Queen of Cheap, though.
I hope so.
All right, so Richie, do a couple of quick things here, and we'll get to Roberta and today's Queen of Cheap exercise in a moment here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
All right, quick Queen of Cheap exercise here. What do we have online today?
Okay, this is the coolest thing. You can get a $20 Amazon.com gift card for just $10. We got the link up at the Queen of Cheap.
Can you buy 100 of them?
No, you can only buy one.
Oh.
And a $5 video on demand credit also from Amazon.com. Two great, great deals today.
All right, check it out. Doug Steffen, gooddayshow.com is a good place to go. Try that.
That's it, too.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
An 8.
I've ever done this before. I just did what I always tell everybody to do.
What's that?
To go online to Warren's website. I don't think I've actually... How many years have you and I been together? 10 years? 11 years? How long have you been on this program?
At least 10, 11 years.
Right. I have been to your website before, thepetshow.com, but I have not gone, as I am extolling your value and virtue when you visit with us, talking about some of the issues that affect pet owners and how to make life better for your pets, et cetera, et cetera. I have actually not gone to the website. So I just did this morning for the heck of it. Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show, you get to a petshow.com. There is a contest going on. I'm going to allow or encourage you to become as much of a crass spokesperson for yourself as is possible. In the moments that we have available, I want to I'm looking at all of this stuff. I actually have to tell you a story about Charlotte and the scoop on poop, which we'll get to in just a minute here on Good Day. Warren Eckstein is with us from The Pet Show.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest-rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting.
and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations, has a great website which you can connect to if you go to gooddayshow.com. Warren's picture is in the contributor box. Click on that, and you get to the Pet Show, where there is a contest going on for pictures of any pet. Doesn't make any difference. Roberta could put a picture of her tarantula up online, apparently, here. Yes?
I didn't know Roberta had a tarantula.
You did?
Yeah, I have a tarantula.
What kind do you have? A red leg?
Yeah, Chilean rosehair tarantula.
Oh, they're my favorites.
Her name is Shelob, after the big spider in Lord of the Rings.
There you go. See, everyone's afraid of tarantulas, and they don't realize that, first of all, tarantulas don't sting. They have fangs. And second of all, generally speaking, if, God forbid, a tarantula ever bit you, which is pretty rare, it's like a bee sting to most people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, so all that
she's
stuff,
very docile, very sweet. She's beautiful.
The James Bond movies with the tarantulas crawling around James Bond's chest, like at any moment he's going to die.
Like Indiana Jones. First of all, in Indiana Jones, they didn't use snakes. They used legless lizards because they're calmer.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so who are all these people that are pictured here? I see you, and I don't recognize the other people that are in these montage of pictures. These are various pictures taken at various events that you've been a part of. You look pretty dangerous in that damn tuxedo, by the way.
Actually, that was when we first introduced the nonprofit Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. We did a night of the 40s, and I was trying to emulate, play it against him. What was the
Humphrey
guy's
Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, okay, that I can buy looking at you.
I saw that.
Go send your pictures to the Pet Show. Go to online to thepetshow.com and do your thing, because there are some great pictures there you would want to contribute. So this morning, Charlotte and I come into the radio station, and I have not, she's on a schedule, I know what her schedule is, and I normally am very functionally capable of having her do, getting her the space and the place to go do her number. But somehow or other, in the last 24 hours, we got off. So for the first time, and she was looking for a way to get out. She came in, I could tell by her movement, she's trying to find a way to get out. And that is something to look for when you're having when an animal needs to go. It's not used to being confined when it comes to bowel movements and stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was good, Warren. Thank you. look for a way out. I mean, what's the lesson here? You just have to know your pet.
Well, you have to know your pet, and also what happens is, let's face it, you know, dogs are like teenagers their whole lives, and occasionally there's going to be that one out. Even my dog, occasionally, maybe once a year, will have that one accident.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show.